talking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe, Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, Prez, and Big, and that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the birthday of trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and our special guest, Stan Kessler. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Earl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello, everyone, and good evening.
Yes, I hope everybody got over their March Madness like I did. My brackets helped me. I just want to put those behind me.
Yeah, they busted kind of quick.
Oh, it's bad. Bad news.
Well, you know, things that are having a little tough time in the news. Mr. Rick Santorum says the Republican presidential campaign is only at halftime. Unfortunately, the halftime show is a high school band playing Kiss 'Em Goodbye. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
You know, speaking of sports this season, fans at Texas Rangers baseball games can buy a hot dog the length of a baseball bat, covered with cheese, chili, and fries for $26. For $10 more, you get a guy who will help you eat it.
All right, how about this one? Rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis just got married for the 7th time. He finally found the girl of his dreams, someone who can dial 911 if he has a heart attack during sex. Let's celebrate Jazz Month with a tribute to the New York City street corner where bebop was born. Here's David Bassey with a Mike Melvoin tune from David's Cafe Pacific release, Uptown, 52nd and Broadway.
I gotta get on over to the west side of town. That's the place to go when you gotta blow with the coolest cats. It's off to Broadway where it meets 52nd Street. Just follow the beat and you'll be bopping with the top of all the jazz elite. It doesn't get much finer when the changes go from major then to minor. I get my kicks, some chicks are at a table and I to the music. Softly slamming the fingers to the beat. Oh, you're cool, baby. But Dizzy Gillespie said to Charlie Parker, everybody here on the scene knows that the bird had it. He simply take the fifth and then he flatted. There isn't any other town in all of the world. Nothing you can name jazz so alive, never any jive. It happens right when you arrive. This is the place for me. Oh-ba-dee, 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 oh-ba-da. We'll be right back. gotta get on over to the west side of town. That's the place to go when you gotta blow with the coolest cats. It's off to Broadway with the beats at 52nd Street. Just follow the beat and you'll be bopping with the top of all the jazz elite. It doesn't get much finer when the changes go from major than to minor. I get my kicks, some chicks are at a table and now I do the music. The salty somebody fingers to the beat. Oh, you're cool, oh, you're cool, baby. Jessica Gillespie said to Charlie Parker, everybody here on the scene knows that Bird had it. You simply take the fifth and then he flat it. There isn't any other town in all of the world. Nothing you can name, jazz is so alive, never any jive. It happens right when you arrive. This is the place for me. A-ba-dee, 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 a-ba-da, sh-a-ba-dee-bee-boo-doo-bop.
Wow, Mr. David Bassey, thank you.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. Born in Indianapolis, Hubbard started playing the mellophone and trumpet in his high school band. From there, he went to Butler University, where in between classes, Freddie played some gigs with guitarist Wes Montgomery and his brother Monk. At 20, Hubbard left the Midwest for New York City, where he caught on with some of the best jazz players of the era, including Philly Joe Jones, Sonny Rollins, Eric Dolphy, and Quincy Jones.
In June 1960, Hubbard made his first record as a leader called Open Sesame. It features saxophonist Tina Brooks and pianist McCoy Tyner. In August 1961, he followed that up with Ready for Freddie, his first collaboration with saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Hubbard joined Shorter when he replaced Lee Morgan in the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. He played on important albums like Oliver Nelson's The Blues and The Abstract Truth and Shorter's Speak No Evil.
Hubbard's early 1970s jazz albums Red Clay, First Light, Straight Life, and Skydive were well received and considered among his best work. First Light, featuring sidemen Herbie Hancock, guitarist Eric Gale and George Benson, and drummer Jack DeJohnette, won a Grammy Award in 1972. He was featured on Billy Joel's recording 52nd Street, adding his horn to the tune Zanzibar, on that Grammy-winning Album of the Year.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes Freddie Hubbard made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great trumpet player, and our dear friend, that would be our special guest, Stan Kessler.
Welcome back to the show, Stan.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
You're on this show so much. Are you training to replace me?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk after the show.
Okay. What do you think of Freddie Hubbard?
Well, Freddie was among a handful of trumpeters who pretty much reinvented jazz trumpet playing, along with Clifford Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis. Freddie was one of those guys who just completely revamped the whole idea, and to this day, he's one of the most imitated trumpet players.
Yeah, Downbeat magazine called him the most prolific and powerful trumpeter.
Powerful indeed. He's pretty much, it was kind of a take-no-prisoner attitude with Freddie, you know, just blow your brains out all the time, and he had that big sound and lots of fire and very aggressive player, and it was just a lot there to like.
Now, Freddie's brother and sister got him into jazz. Who got Stan Kessler into jazz?
Well, I have to say my family in general, my parents were very supportive of me and my brothers, but before that, my grandfather, who was in World War I, traveled with a troop of men around and entertained the troops, dressing in drag and doing musical numbers. It's true. I have a picture. I have a picture of my grandfather in drag. They wouldn't show it to me until I was at least into my 20s, but which was good. But he always wanted to be in vaudeville, but never quite made it. So he, you know, he was always breaking into a song in the middle of a sentence, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, we're glad that he did, and we're glad that you're here with us again.
Great to be here.
I tell you what, enough of the talking. Hey, Joe, what song are we going to start with?
We'd like to do a Freddie Hubbard original composition. And this is also a seasonally appropriate song. It's called Up Jump Spring.
Dan Kessler, everybody. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, our first letter is from Oprah in California.
Oprah.
She writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I hope you can give me some advice, although I'd rather you were watching the Oprah Winfrey Network. In fact, I wish somebody was watching it besides me, Gail King, and Stedman.
Uh-oh.
I had to fire Rosie O'Donnell because she wanted a car. And that girl can't fit in anything smaller than a Hummer. A Hummer! I was on top of the TV world, and now I'm lower than Betty White's boobs. Dr. Pearl, what can I do?
First of all, Oprah, I'd like to say thank you for kicking off this whole advice-giving thing. Second of all, I'd like to say back off of Miss White's boobs. They're rather perky for a 90-year-old. But I will give you some advice. See what I can do to get this train back on track. Never had a network. You thought you would try it. No one told you running one was harder than a diet. We're with you, Oprah. We don't want to see you fail. Maybe try a Martha Stewart and spend a little time in jail.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You go in like a sinner.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And then come out the big winner.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Not to mention a whole lot thinner. Besides, darling, you look good in orange.
Oh, Dr. Pearl, we've actually got a live caller. A call from Crawford, Texas, online, too. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Pearl, wait a minute. My daddy said this would be okay as long as it's not one of them $2.99 a minute jobbers.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to decide who to endorse for president. You know, old daddy and Jeb like Mitt, but that guy's an itch-a-sketch. And I don't know how to work them things. Can you tell me who to pick so I can say mission accomplished and get back to playing hide and seek with Laura? She ain't found me yet.
I will do what I can with you and choices and good advice. I'll give you the best I got, sir. But stay hiding. Laura's still playing the game. You just lay low, dude. All right, here we go, W. When it came to making choices, you left them for Dick Cheney. Brother Jeb got all the brains, which didn't leave you any. You want to be the decider between Rick, Newt, and Mitt. But the nation decided long ago that no one gives a heck.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You really are a pain.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Maybe the Wizard of Oz could explain.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Why you still need a brain. Try asking Cheney's doctor.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
Milton Burrow, Milton Burrow.
No, sir, it's Dr. Pearl.
Milton Burrow, Milton Burrow.
Why is he still on the line?
Mr. President, you can hang up. All right. All right, bye-bye now.
Don't Laura, go. He's under the bed.
Don't go changing, W. We love you just the way you are. And if you're having a good time, stay close because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Freddie Hubbard, this week we celebrate the birthday of vocalist Carmen McRae. Inspired by Billie Holiday, who she met when Carmen was only 17. McRae got her start playing piano at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem. She worked with Dizzy Gillespie and played piano in Benny Carter and Count Basie's big bands. Switching from piano to vocals, McRae recorded more than 60 albums and was nominated for 7 Grammys. In 1994, she was recognized as an NEA Jazz Master.
Well, here's our own Nedra Dixon to sing an Oliver Nelson tune that Carmen McRae sang on an album called Duets, Stolen Moments.
Stolen little moments, the many times I'm not with you. They are such precious stolen moments that are meant only for us two. 'Cause whenever you're gone and I know you're not here, it's so hard to remember when you disappear. With your face always there right in front of me, dear, but you belong to her. But you belong to her. Why do we have to have stolen moments? Why can't I always have you near? Holding you in my arms forever, and I'll never have any fear. Whenever you're gone, I know you're not here. It's so hard to remember when you disappear. With your face always there, right in front of me, dear, you belong to her. I can tell when you have stolen moments. It's called an affair, unfair. I don't want to have just stolen moments, so be mine and I'll always care. Whenever you're gone, I know you're not here. It's so hard to remember when you disappear. With your face always there, right in front of me, dear, that you little moments. The many times I'm not with you, they are such precious stolen moments that are meant only for us two. 'Cause whenever you're gone and I know you're not here, it's so hard to remember when you disappear, with your face always there right in front of me, dear. But you belong to her, but you belong to her, but you belong to her.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Rick Santorum had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Reading 50 Shades of Grey. You know, that book is pretty graphic. Hey, ladies, they call it 50 Shades of Grey. It's kind of mama pornographic.
What? Not a playboy.
Don't you buy it if you're a guy, because, you know, we're the wrong demographic.
What you doing reading it? I went to see the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games?
You know, I didn't think it was so great.
What?
I tried to watch The Hunger Games, but I found I couldn't relate. And you know, I didn't feel that hungry after all that popcorn I ate.
The Supremes don't scare Obama. He predicts they'll throw in the towel. 'Cause if they kill his health care plan, he'll replace them with Simon Cowell.
If you want to beat Kentucky, remember threes are better than twos.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here is Stan Kessler and the band with the Freddie Hubbard original, Skydive.
Thank you.
jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Cool stuff happening in the world of jazz. Best thing, get out and buy a CD from a jazz musician. You know, it'll make them happy. It's a lovely thing. Tony Monaco, the great jazz organist who's been touring around with Pat Martino, has a new two-album CD called Celebration. Look at this thing. It's on fire, Pete. It's on fire.
It is.
Actual flames on it.
I can't even touch it.
And here's one you're going to love. Pete, you're going to love this one.
Because it comes on 8-track?
No, it comes on CD, but you can find it on TV on the Turner Classic Movies channel, because it's all the jazz music of Doris Day. That's your kind of thing,
cool,
man. Look at these
yeah.
photos of her. Look at these photos of her.
Can I borrow that?
Boom, boom, boom.
Can
yeah,
I borrow
can
that
it.
For
you
a minute?
Have it. Take it with you, man. And, you know, I was thinking I'd open up a Diet Pepsi and, you know, sit on the porch and listen to a little Doris Day, you know, comb my hair back and put on my chinos, you know, the Doris Day thing. That was really cool.
I'm going to check out that 50 Shades of Grey book you were talking about.
I do think Doris Day probably read that thing back in the old days, you know.
Who knows, man?
Huh?
You know, we got some birthdays besides trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and vocalist Carmen McRae. We celebrate the birthdays of clarinetist Johnny Dodds and drummer Eddie Marshall, both of whom helped define jazz in its early days. Happy birthdays this week to saxophonist Pat LaBarbera, big band clarinetist Peanuts Hucko, percussionist Mongo Santamaria, and drummer Steve Gadd. How about this for a coincidence? The same week as Freddie Hubbard, we celebrate the birthday of his longtime collaborator Herbie Hancock. It's the birthday week of two more sensational female vocalists, Helen Forrest and Carmen McRae's inspiration, Billie Holiday. And we want to take a moment and remember the passing of our old friend from Wichita, reed man and amateur comedian, Bill Caldwell. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class.
We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Here's something I was not aware of about Freddie Hubbard till you mentioned it, that when he was in high school, he played the mellophone.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a mellophone.
Really?
My ringtone plays nothing but Kenny G.
No wonder the band stopped calling you. Well... here's a Cedar Walton wrote this, Freddie Hubbard recorded it, and here's Stan Kessler to perform Bolivia.
Thank you.
You know, April's Jazz Appreciation Month.
That's right. And what better way to celebrate than with these new musical cards from Jazzmark?
Oh, are those the greeting cards that play jazz tunes when you open them up?
Yes. Huh. Here's one for International Jazz Day.
Oh, cool. Look, that's Herbie Hancock on the cover. Hey, open it up, Pearl.
Don't mind if I do.
International, a day for sex. It's not your birthday, so there's no checks.
Wow, that's great. But do you have a Jazzmark card I can send to my friend who has pneumonia?
Let's just open up this little honey.
Get well soon. Stop that sneezing and wheezing. Please stay home. We don't want what you got.
You know, graduation season is coming soon. Does Jazzmark have a card for that?
Here's one that says, congratulations, graduate, for taking the straight A train. I'll just open it up.
Pass the test that measure knowledge, so now you're graduating from college. Time for sweating, because you won't be getting a job.
You know, I'm really glad you told me about Jazzmark. Mm-hmm. It's just the thing to remember the birthday of an old friend.
We have one for that. Try this one.
Never knew how old you are now. That's because I didn't care. Then I saw you light those candles, and I thought it was a solar flare. Your cake's on fire.
Jazzmark cards.
When you care enough to spend the money on yourself instead.
Okay, let's get Stan Kessler to join the band with another Freddie Hubbard original, Bird-like.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Freddie Hubbard, give it up for our special guest, Stan Kessler.
How about this 12th Street Jump Band? Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano.
And give it up for our vocalists, Nedra Dixon and David Bassey. We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd also like to take a moment and thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump.
Join us next week for a show from our 12th Street Jump archives as we celebrate the birthday of Lionel Hampton with our special guest, Peter Schlamm. Until then, I'm Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!